C2E2 takes over McCormick Place this weekend. A massive array of everything to do with comics and entertainment. Vincent Zerzolo is with us, the president of ComicConnect.com. I'm intrigued, Vincent, how a Batman cartoon, it was 10 cents back in 1939, and it just got $1.8 million. How is that even possible?
Well, you know, people love comic books, and there was a bidding war at the very end. Two guys who wanted that comic book terribly, and they duked it out, and eventually one of them was the winner. And we had this auction on ComicConnect.com. We were the premier online auction site for vintage comic books and collectibles, and this was just one of many books we've sold for seven figures over the last 15 years or so. The first sale was in 2010 for the first $1 million comic book was an Action Comics symbol in the first appearance of Superman from 1938. But yeah, people love comic books. They invest in them. They collect them. They cherish them.
And apparently they hold on to them for a really long time.
Yep, absolutely. We've had people who still have the same comic books for 40, 50 years already. I have some comic books in my personal collection for over 30 years.
Huh. And there are even more recent comic books that had value. I was reading that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, was going for $120,000. That was the first edition or the very first one or what?
Absolutely. It's from 1984. It's 40 years old now, and that's one of the most popular comic books from the 80s. In fact, I'd say it's one of the most popular comic book characters or group of comic book characters in the world of comic books over the history of comic books. If you think of how much licensing and movies and cartoons and apparel and toys and you name it, the Turtles are probably one of the biggest in the world. And then we have other series like Walking Dead, which started off as a comic book in 2003. The number one issue sells for $3,000-$4,000. So we're here at McCormick Place all weekend long, C2E2. We're at booth 1427. We're buying, we're selling, we're taking consignments for our auctions. If you've got great comic books and original art, other pop culture memorabilia, come on by the booth, come on by the convention. We're having a blast.
Tell everyone what this convention is all about. It's not just comic books, right?
No, it's not just comic books. There's something for everybody here, which is really wonderful. You have people who are interested in pop culture memorabilia. They're interested in anime items and manga comic books and toys and plush dolls and T-shirts and all types of stuff. And then, of course, you have the cosplayers, the people who get dressed up as the characters, and people can take pictures with them. That's a lot of fun. And, of course, then there's the core of the convention is vintage comic books, and there's a fantastic array of vintage comic books here at the convention.
Vincent Zerzolo is the president of ComicConnect.com. I'm caught up in the excitement because there are times when I've driven past a comic book store, like a brick-and-mortar store, and I thought, how can they afford to pay the rent? But people are still collecting and trading, right?
Yes, people love comic books, and it's what's great about it is there's a tremendous level of creativity throughout the world of comic books, and people love these new stories. In fact, I've realized a dream of mine since I was a kid. I've always wanted to make my very own comic book, and I'm premiering it for the first time in Chicago here this weekend. It's called The Addiction, and so we'll have that, and we're also going to have an incredible array of comic books from our auction, including Action Comics number one, the first Superman, and so many others. We'll have Batman number one, Superman number one, all on display, the first Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four, first Flash, you name it, we'll have it.
And that Superman number one is worth $90,000, right?
Well, this Superman number one that we have on display is, I think, $285,000.
Oh,
but
wow.
We have sold Superman number ones for as much as $2.6 million.
Are people, I mean, would you say that it's not a bad investment to grab something that I wouldn't trust my judgment, but I would trust the judgment of my adult child, you know, somebody in their late teens or early 20s to say, yeah, this is the first one out. I think this could be something. Grab it and hang on to it.
Well, for new comic books, like for example, my comic book, The Addiction, has a lot of buzz around it. Our digital drops, we've sold over 12,000 copies for a new comic book. That's great. Our direct market editions that'll be going to comic book stores this summer, are going to be, I think we'll be sold out on those as well. So there's always something new that you can speculate on and try to see if it'll have legs to it. But the tried and true books are the ones that have 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years backing them. That's why when you're looking for investment complex, I always tell people to buy the first Spider-Man, the first Flash, the first Superman, the first Batman. And there's a comic book for every budget and a budget for every comic book. So you don't have to have millions of dollars to buy great comic books. There are plenty of comic books in the hundreds of dollars range, even in the 50s and 20s and 10s, and brand new books that are anywhere from $4 to $5 a piece. So you can definitely find something great.
So $4 to $5, that's the average price of a new comic book, right?
Yes, it is, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so people can bring you books this weekend, and you can appraise them and possibly buy them.
Absolutely, that's what we do. In fact, a couple of years ago, we were on a radio show here in, it might have been your radio show, here in Chicago, and we got a call from somebody who inherited a massive collection of Golden Age comic books turned into like a seven-figure collection. It was unbelievable. So, yeah, if anybody's out there and you're interested, ComicConnect.com, MetropolisComics.com, reach out to us, come by the convention, and we are ready to buy. We're ready to take things on consignment to sell them for you. Whatever you have, we're interested in talking to you.
And one last note, somebody sent in a text and said it's all about condition. The price difference between a grade 9 and a grade 10 is huge. So it's got to be in great condition, right?
You know, there are old books that even if you have them in a 2.0, they're worth a ton of money. So it is all relative to the age of the book, the scarcity level of the comic book, the demand for the comic book. But yes, the higher the grade, the more value is. And our company was the company that created the 10-point grading scale that's used throughout the world of comic book collecting. So we know how to grade, and there are also third-party grading companies like CGC that also grade comic books for people who don't know how to grade it, and that'll help you to be able to understand the value of the book.
Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend yourself.
Vincent Zerzolo, president of ComicConnect.com. The news is next with Lauren Lapka on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.